Joining us now is a Republican candidate for Claire McCaskill's blue seat, Josh Hawley. Josh, thank you for coming on the show and giving us some time to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you could be one of those 10 seats. If you were one of those 10 seats in the Senate that President Trump is talking about, what would you do with it?
Well, look, I mean, I think the president is absolutely right. He needs help with his agenda. I'm proud to have the president's endorsement for this race. We have a crisis, Annie, in this country. We've got a crisis of the middle class and the middle class way of life to start with. I grew up in a little town over on the west side of our state. Lexington, Missouri is the name of it. About 4,500 people or so in that town. Towns like that all across our state are hurting. Folks in the suburbs are hurting, too, because health care costs are out of control, because wages have been flat, because jobs have gone overseas. Why has that happened? This is the legacy of Claire McCaskill and her party and the liberal left-wing elites who have given us what we have now. It is time to have someone who will go and stand up to the D.C. cartel, who will fight for our way of life in this state, who will fight for the middle class, bring back jobs from overseas, secure our borders, get our health care costs down, and give middle-class families the opportunities to be secure and to be safe and to prosper. And that is my agenda. That is my focus.
I think that the seat just turning red is so key. As you probably know, I'm an Illinois resident. I have a Dick Durbin and a Tammy Duckworth, and it can't get much bluer than those seats. But this seat, the Claire McCaskill seat, the whole country is relying on this seat to turn red. You've got quite a few competitors in the primary, and a lot of them have said that they want to debate with you. A lot of them have wanted to have a conversation with you. What makes you stand out in this race? Obviously, outside of the wanting to beat Claire McCaskill in November, but what makes you the best candidate for Missourians in November?
Well, I'm proud to have the support of the President of the United States in this election against Senator McCaskill. And that means a lot to me, and I think carries a significant message. But look, I have a proven record of standing up for our Constitution and our rights. I haven't been in politics very long, Annie. I got elected as Attorney General in 2016. My background is not really in politics. Mm-hmm. My background is in the practice of law, constitutional law. I'm a constitutional lawyer and a prosecutor. As a constitutional lawyer, I have defended our religious liberty all the way to the United States Supreme Court. The Hobby Lobby case that we won, beating Obamacare, still the only victory over Obamacare at the U.S. Supreme Court. And that has been my record, defending our liberties, defending our First Amendment rights and more at the United States Supreme Court, in our courts of appeals, and now as Attorney General, as the state's chief law enforcement officer and top prosecutor. So I know what it takes to stand up for and fight for our Constitution and to defend our way of life. I've done it as a private citizen for years. I've done it as our attorney general, and that's exactly what I'm going to do in Washington. And we need somebody in Washington, D.C., who is not part of the D.C. cartel, doesn't want to become part of it, but is willing to stand up and challenge them. I've done that as attorney general, bringing multiple lawsuits against the federal government for their overregulations, for their unconstitutional actions. And that kind of fight is what we need in the United States Senate.
You talk about defending our way of life, but you've also defended the right to life, which is the thing that just tugs at my heartstrings the absolute most when it comes to political issues. It's sad that this is a political issue, but tell me about your willingness to defend the lives of the unborn in this country.
Well, look, I think that there is no more important right than the right to life, which undergirds all of our other rights, and the equality that is grounded on that right to life. I firmly believe that every life, every human life, has immense dignity, that each of us is made by a creator who loves us, who gave his life up for us, and that that gives each and every one of us, no matter where we were born, no matter where we grew up, no matter if we were expected or not expected, that we have dignity. And that is true for every single person. And that's one of the reasons why this fight for life is so important. It's about equality. It's about dignity. It's about the worth that God gives to each one of us. It's been my privilege as Attorney General to fight to enforce and defend our laws here in the state of Missouri that protect the right to life. We've got three major lawsuits currently underway where we are defending our right to life laws. Recently won a major victory in federal court, defending Missouri's common sense regulations that require abortion centers, for instance, to abide by health and safety regulations. And I am proud to be endorsed by Missouri Right to Life and would certainly look forward to standing up for life in the United States Senate.
It's so very important, and we need to make sure that the person who is filling that Senate seat, taking it away from Claire McCaskill, is willing to stand up boldly and do just that. So you say, you just mentioned you were recently elected to Attorney General. When was it, when did it occur to Josh Hawley that it was time to move towards the Senate, that there was a valuable seat that was going to be up in Missouri and it needed to be filled by someone who could beat Claire McCaskill? When did you think that that was you?
Well, my wife and I began to seriously consider it late last summer. After a number of people came to us and said, you know, is this something you would consider? And I'll tell you, it's something that we had to pray about. It's something that we had to think through. We had to pray about this as the right decision for our family, but also really where we felt like God might have us in terms of serving. I fully believe, I mean, I ran for Attorney General because I wanted to serve. I believe that acting as our chief law enforcement officer, our top prosecutor, is my job is to serve the people of Missouri. That's what every elected official, that's what their job is to serve. And so we had to pray through that. And what we ultimately decided was, and we made the decision last fall, my wife and I, we decided that, you know what, it is a critical time for our country. And I firmly believe this. We are at a major tipping point moment as a country. And the road that we will go down, the future that we will have, is something that is still undecided. The decisions that we make now, that we make about judges, who's going to be on our courts, our Supreme Court, our federal courts,
yeah,
who's going to decide the issues of life and religious liberty, that's going to determine the shape of this country for the next 50 years. The choices we make about our economy, are we going to have an economy that actually supports our middle-class families, that supports our towns and our suburbs, that actually allows people to protect their family and to give their kids a good future? Are we going to have that in this country? Those kind of decisions are in the balance right this second. And I just felt like this is an opportunity to lead. And that Claire McCaskill, we cannot afford 6 more years of Claire McCaskill in the United States Senate. She sold out our state to the big money interests in her party. She sold out the middle class. As she is not a defender of the right to life or religious liberty, to put it mildly. We need somebody who reflects our values and who loves our way of life.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the immigration debate, specifically the one that the president was talking about, needing those, needing a much stronger majority in the Senate in order to get these things through the filibuster, the 60-vote margin there that is needed. What's your stance? You know, and it can be a brief stance, but what's your stance on the borders? Do we have a problem at our border, and what can we do as a legislature to fix it?
Oh, we certainly do have a problem at the border. We've got a major problem at the border. The border is completely insecure. I mean, there are people pouring across it. The president's right to emphasize that. And my opponent in this race, Claire McCaskill, has endorsed an open border policy. She is pushing legislation right this instant that she has sponsored and that she has signed on to that would give any illegal immigrant who tries to come to this country a pass into the country if they bring a child with them. It is inhumane. It will encourage people to use children as human shields at the border, and it will open our borders to an additional flood of illegals who are already pouring across the border, bringing drugs, bringing gangs, driving down wages. And this is exactly the wrong thing for Missouri, and the fact that she supports it and that this is a priority for her tells you everything you need to know about what her priorities are. She's not focused on Missouri families. She's not focused on wages. She's not focused on getting down the cost of health care. She's focused on opening up the border to illegal immigrants. And that, I think, encapsulates the race right there. But we need to secure the border. The president was right to act to keep families together at the border, and Congress ought to make that permanent. There's no reason that families should have to be separated, but we have to enforce the laws. And that is, I think, a non-negotiable position. We have got to enforce the rule of law and secure the border, build the wall and secure our border.
Yeah, it's certainly not going to get there with Claire McCaskill in that seat. You know, you talked about your opponent in this race is Claire McCaskill, but you got to win the primary first. And I'll tell you what, these voters here in the state of Missouri, they love their state and they are in tune with this very important election that is coming up here in November, because the seat is valuable for the entire nation. So August 7th is the primary, and they want to know what the candidates who want to take this seat and challenge Claire McCaskill in November, they want to know what they stand for. What are you doing to reach out to the constituents, to talk to them, to learn from them, and to explain yourself to them, and also to be compared to the other primary candidates? How are you putting yourself out there so that people can learn more about Josh Hawley?
Well, you can always visit us, Andy, on our webpage, joshhawley.com, and we welcome folks doing that on Facebook as well, and also on Twitter, Instagram too. You can follow us there. I'm currently on a 100 stop working tour all around our state, talking with working families, going to businesses that support good paying jobs in our local communities, the kind of people that Claire McCaskill has left behind, supporting the kind of jobs that she has shipped overseas. I think it's so crucial. I mean, visiting places like the town that I grew up in and really shining a light on our way of life here in this state that is at stake in this election, and the kind of future that is at stake with the choices that we make. I am proud to have the president's endorsement in this race, and you can learn more about me on my website. Of course, I was also proud to be elected in 2016 with more votes than anybody in this state, Annie, to defend and enforce our Constitution and the laws of the state. And I am doing that with all the vigor that I have, and I'm proud of that record, and people, of course, can see for themselves what I've done as Attorney General, how I've stood up for life, how I've stood up for religious liberty, how I've stood up for our rights, and will continue to do so in the United States Senate.
We're getting a lot of questions on Twitter, and this one seems to be very important. Ryan Metz says, at Annie Fry Show, ask Hawley which M&Ms are best. I need to know if I can even consider voting for him. So we had a little bit of a poll last Friday.
We had a Twitter poll last week, and it was regular M&Ms versus peanut M&Ms versus peanut butter M&Ms.
I need to know. Yeah. The people need to know.
Well, I have to say that my favorite are peanut M&Ms.
There you go. That's what won.
I love those.
There you go.
I love those.
I can't vote for you now, Josh Hawley. And I'm in Illinois, and I can vote five times. Yeah. So you just lost five Illinois votes.
Peanut won the poll, too.
Yeah.
So
I got my tuchus handed to me in that poll. I think peanut butter M&Ms are important.
No,
well,
it's peanut.
Josh Hawley, running for the Senate seat currently occupied by Claire McCaskill, thank you for coming on the show and talking to the listeners here on the Annie Fry Show. It would be awesome if we could get you together to talk with some of the other candidates as well. If you're ever interested in that, just reach out. And people can follow you on Twitter at Hawley Mo. It's HawleyMo. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Except for your M&M response, that one was wrong. That was the one question you got really, really wrong. All right. Thanks, Josh. We appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you.